When we have readings like the ones today, where we have really bold images, either Michael destroying some of the demon angels, or we have lightning and thunder and these tribulations and the sun being darkened and all these major events happening, our first response is to be caught up by the images, to have them cycling around in our minds, which leads us to many different responses. And it's those responses that I want to talk about today. So one of the primary responses that people have to readings like this, or even the book of Revelation, is fear. We're afraid. We think, oh no, when are these things going to happen? And that fear drives us to start preparing. What can I do? Can I hoard food? Can I build an underground cellar? Can I make a little bomb shelter? What do I do so these things don't catch me off guard or I get destroyed by them? Well, I have bad news for those of you who want to prep for this. You can't. And there's not much you can do against God, so try your best. It will not work. But nevertheless, that is our first response, because we think about ourselves and what we want to do to prepare. Yet there is also another response that's rooted in fear, one that we have to be more careful with. And that is, these kinds of images can lead us to realize our own shame. Namely, that when all these events occur and we see the lightning and the thunder and the earthquakes and horrible things happening, and all of a sudden God appears. What happens when God appears? He unveils everything. We're laid bare before him. All of our sins, all of our shortcomings, everything we've done is made known. That's a very terrifying moment for almost everyone. No one can really say, yes, I'm ready in such a way where I'm not afraid of that day. And that's the real sense of fear we have, that sense of shame that comes with everything about our lives being revealed to everyone. The image we have is twofold. In the book of Revelation, it warns us that when that day of revelation appears, do not stand naked. Namely, do not have yourself be so exposed that you stand there shameful before the nations, but be clothed, or another way to translate it is have a second set of clothes nearby so that you can make sure not to be that way. That's not really the image we need. In a very similar way, in the book of Genesis, as soon as Adam and Eve fell, their first response was shame, and they hid, and they tried to run away from God as though you can do that. And then their second response was to be clothed, because they felt so ashamed before God. I need to pause there. I want to come back to this image once I've explained one more point. So remember that importance of fearful shame as one of the core elements of how we respond to these readings. Some people may respond with indifference. They don't matter. And the reason for that is Jesus said, this generation will not pass away before these things happen. Well, guess what? That was 2,000 years ago, and not a lot has happened. So maybe Jesus was wrong. Some people think that way. And there's a good reason for it. We can easily dismiss all this as just kind of graphic imagery to make us fearful that we follow God or whatnot. Or we think of God as so far beyond us that he doesn't care. He doesn't really care whether it gets destroyed or what happens to us, so why should we care? This level of indifference, however, makes it so that our lives kind of become meaningless. We don't care about what's going to happen. We don't care about God or his grace, and we just ignore it all. When it happens, oh well, I'll deal with it then. That should not be our response. A few of us, however, very few, hear these readings and it bolsters our confidence. And that's where we want to be. We want to hear these and feel confident that God will take care of us. And that's the thing that we missed. If you listened very carefully to our gospel for today, after Jesus mentioned all these great tribulations and horrible things happening and the Son of Man being revealed, he said, when you hear these things happening, know that he is near at the gate. Not it is near, as though it's referring to the tribulations. He is near. God is near. In the midst of all the things that happen, all these tribulations and bad, horrible things, God is even closer then. He wants to make us know that regardless of what happens, he's going to be walking with us every step of the way. The book of Revelation also makes this point very clear, that God had everything under control. He planned every moment of the end times, and he let everything have the amount of power he allows, and no more, no less. He has everything under control. Which is why when we hear these things, and we know who God is, we should be almost excited or confident. God will take care of me. I have nothing to worry about. It'll all work out. Imagine if we had that confidence in other ways too. We had such confidence in God that if we approach the sacrament of reconciliation with all of our shame and sin, we know that God will heal us and that He'll forgive us our sins and we have nothing to worry about. Not very many of us feel that way. We feel the exact opposite. Or when we see horrible things happening in our world and we see all these trials going on, our response is, God's got this. I'm going to turn to Him. Imagine if we were so confident that regardless of what we do, we turn to Him. This is the image from the Gospels. Think of it this way. In each of the events where Jesus healed someone, it was their confidence in His ability to heal them that led them to be healed. They'd come up to Him and He'd say, "Do you believe I can do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that You can." And they're healed. Or think about the parable of the widow and the judge. That the judge didn't care about her at all. Didn't care at all about her. And yet she came time and time again, knowing that judge was going to render a just decision one of these days. That's the confidence Jesus wants in us to have in Him, and the confidence we need in God to say, it's going to be all right. And so now we return back to my original image, the image of shame. If we look at the book of Revelation very carefully, the reason why we want to be clothed is not so that we're naked. Not actually the issue. The issue is our shame. And the only way to cover that is for God to cover us. He washes us in His blood, cleansing us so that we're free. And He puts us in clothing, puts on nice white garments so that we are not shameful. We're not worried. They're His garments, not ours. He wants to cover us. He wants us to shine. He wants us to stand boldly before Him, not us. And the other image we have from the book of Genesis is Adam and Eve in the garden. What a beautiful and profound image. They're walking alongside God in the garden. They're just there, wandering around in the midst of all the trees, the fruits, and the animals with God side by side. This is what we want. This is what it looks like to be that confident in who God is. So I encourage you, let these times and let these readings not cut you off guard and make you fearful or afraid. God's got this. Our goal is to be confident. Confident in Him who takes care of everything, provides for everything, and all He asks in response is that we turn to Him and really trust Him. Truly trust Him with our issues and say, "Go, Lord, You have this. Let me believe in You. Show Yourself to me."